This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the non-confrontational podcast. It's January 22nd, 2021. I'm here with Greg and Pepsi. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good.
Pretty good. You just dated us. Yep. So now we better release this really quick.
Did you guys notice I went into my radio host voice right there? I feel like that's something I'd like to pursue.
You have a face for radio, for sure.
I've been told that.
I didn't catch on at first, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
that's like the corniest radio joke I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I got it.
Just in case you didn't.
Quite honestly, the corniest radio joke, but whatever.
Okay. Here, let's get the ball rolling. I want to open up with this. This was a thought I had about, you know, when I was thinking, okay, you know, what do we need to do to be like really successful with this? What works in the TikTok sphere and in content creation sphere right now? I'm like, what's gonna be really good? And so like I'm online, I come across like it was a Cody Ko thing, but then after it was like a guy he was kind of like making fun of, or not making fun of, but like he looks like they're friends with this kid, right? And I'm like, ah, who's this kid? Never looked him up before. I forget his name. It's Jordan or something like that, but he's got 24 million followers on TikTok. And I was like, okay, maybe he knows what he's doing, and he's just one of the guys who, you know, works out a lot, is really fit, and is shirtless all the time, right? Not making
sounds
fun
like
of
me
him.
In high school.
Do your hustle. Yeah, dude's got 24 million followers. I mean, you know,
he's allowed to be.
I'm not gonna, like, I respect it. Yeah. I respect it. But I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, so like, should we all just get really jacked and then, you know, just start posting shirtless TikToks? Like, is that what's gonna work? Should we do that? Like,
I don't think I'm tall enough, to be honest with you.
Stand on a little yeah. step.
No, I don't think it's gonna work.
Oh, even no.
I really don't think.
I actually have a really good idea. Julian could be like, you know, the little trapeze artist. I can like prop you up on my shoulders, like you stand on it, and like we could do like the whole ready, okay thing. That'd be pretty sweet, but shirtless.
Yeah, and you just launch me up into the air. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I catch you.
I'm definitely not attractive enough for that, so I don't think that would work. But if in a world where we had to do this, this is what I actually wanted to talk to you guys about. We would need a TikTok house. We would need to live together and have
our
TikTok.
What would our TikTok house name be?
Who are we inviting?
I was thinking...
Who are we inviting?
This is... Well, it's just us.
Oh, just us?
We're a TikTok house.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, just us. But I was thinking about it, and in the spirit of being non-confrontational, mm-hmm. I was thinking Beta House.
Ooh, that's good.
Because we ain't fucking alpha.
That would catch on. I completely agree.
Because we're fucking beta males. And we'll fucking own it.
I'm absolutely into that name. We should just name the podcast that in general. Why didn't you think of that a while ago?
Beta House? That's actually not bad. We might have to do a rebrand.
No, I agree. Yeah, I know.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Beta House podcast.
I love that idea.
No, but that's what I was, yeah, that's what I kind of want to open up with today, because I was just thinking, I was like, well, fuck, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to act like I'm some alpha male here, fucking betas, fucking, I'll do that.
Honestly, Greg, I completely agree with you. I get made fun of way too much for taking baths, and I honestly don't think that's a fair assessment of being a beta male.
Oh my god.
Baths are comforting.
It's not about that you take baths. Listen, it's not about that you take baths.
It's the bubbles involved,
too,
right?
No. This is what it is.
It's the fact that you have your mom.
Yeah, there it is. Huh? Let me explain.
It's the fact that you have your mom drop your bath at 22 years old.
No, bro. 22? Give me a break, man. I was only 20.
Julian, we came to your house on Halloween to say happy Halloween to you, and your mom answered the door. And I was like, where's Julian? You know, it's Halloween. Does he want to come out with us? And she's like, I just drew him a bubble bath. I don't think he's going to come out now. He might get back to you a little bit later. And I was like, all right, never mind then.
This is taking so out of context. The bathtub is in my mom's bathroom. She was in there. I said, Ma, I want to take a bath. She
you
said,
take
no
a bath
problem.
With her?
Drew the...
That's weird.
No. No.
Hey, Mom, want to take a bath with me?
She's like, perfect. We can save water.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal.
Oh, my God.
Not what happened.
Okay.
I was enjoying a bath by myself, just in case. I just want to clear the air with that.
Why don't we just take this time to now segue into your predictions, Julian? Why don't you open it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. I have no problem opening that up. I figured it's 2021, 2020, not a great year. But I want to make some predictions going into this year. Because it's still early. It's only the 22nd. So the 2021 predictions for the year. We're going to try to keep this very positive. We don't want any negativity. I don't want anybody to turn this into a Deadpool. It's not going to be like that. So, do you guys
want
to...
So, you want me to start?
Do you, no, you want to start or do you want me to go first?
Well, if you... I mean, like you said, keep it positive. I have something really positive, I think. But the, by 2022, the sun will burn out.
That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah, at least we all go down together.
That's what I was trying to avoid. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to avoid. Not the answer I was looking for. Here,
it sucks maybe, going
hey, let me go next. I'll try to inspire you guys. Yeah. 100%. At least that way. At least I'm not a loser alone. Together. All right. So I figured last summer, maybe it was because we didn't go out much because of the pandemic or whatever, but I felt like there wasn't a big summer song. And when I'm talking about a summer song, I'm talking about like Despacito. Like, remember how annoying that was? Hearing it over and over again, Old Town Road, another summer song. So this summer, we're going to get a huge summer song, something like that.
Oh,
that's true. I didn't think about the fact that Old Town Road really was a 2019 song. Was it? 2020 felt so long, but so short.
Yeah,
like,
because...
there's a blur, because we didn't do much.
Didn't do anything. So yeah, I'm telling you, 2021, huge song. I don't know who's going to come out with it. It's going to definitely start on TikTok, though. It's going to be a TikTok song, going to get super viral. Probably going to be done by, who's the TikTokers that are making music? Maybe Dixie D'Amelio. She's going to come up with a 2021 song of the summer. You never know. You never know. It's going to be just like that.
I would have picked like Doja Cat. I know she's not like a TikTok.
Ooh, thing, okay. But, fair enough. Yeah, okay. Doja Cat's definitely a better guest than Dixie. No offense. If anybody's a big Dixie D'Amelio fan.
I might be out of touch with music, but I feel like if we had to say one song that was like, big throughout 2020, I don't know why Blinding Lights comes to mind. Like, that's just the
I agree. One that I feel it was like definitely was huge,
constantly played,
but it wasn't constantly as big as played. Despacito.
Blinded by the
no
light.
No Despacito, did you know, I think that's the most viewed video on YouTube.
It probably is, but that's kind of like the level of song, like, you know, like the Kiki challenge, remember the Drake song, like Kiki?
Oh yeah,
like everybody's
big.
Doing the
that
dance
big.
It's gonna be something like that. That's my prediction for the 2021.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that wasn't... None of them are as defining. You're right. Okay. That's your prediction. You got any other predictions? Perhaps you got any predictions?
Okay. I think...
Positive.
2022. January 2022. We're going to have the biggest, like, get-together in-person party that's ever happened in celebration of no more COVID.
I rate it. I like it. The positivity. I'm hoping to do positive. That before 2022. Like, honestly... But, you know, I like it. Still a great, great suggestion.
I won't chime in on that one, because it's probably too negative, my thoughts around that.
I don't want to
say what you feel. Say what you feel. Speak your truth.
I just, okay, my thing is just I don't see a big get-together happening just yet, is my thing. Like
he's talking about January next year. December 31st he's talking about.
We might have flying cars by then. That's another prediction. Elon's going to make a flying car.
He's just going to drop it out of nowhere, eh?
Yep.
Huge flying car.
Well, you can't drop
out.
It because it flies.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. I want to include this part into the podcast right here. I want to say something. But so we're recording our podcast now. We got a video going. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't looked at the camera once. I keep looking at you guys.
That's
in the
fine.
Corner.
Yeah.
You're honestly, everybody's getting a side eye from
no,
me.
No, no, no.
It's brutal. I just realized.
No.
I'm like, fuck.
No, you know what? That's been going through my head, dude. That's been going through my head.
And then I look at the camera, I see myself, and I'm looking at myself in the eyes. I'm like, fuck, this is horrible. I'm just going to keep looking at you guys.
Yeah, I'm just scared I'm going to look ugly.
Like, glance at the camera every once in a while, but actually, it might be better to look away or look at a different direction as opposed to...
Dude, I was telling the story. When I was doing the prediction, I looked at myself in the camera like I was speaking to an audience, and I was like,
oh, that's awkward.
Like, this is why I don't like oral speaking. Super awkward.
Now, when do you ever see someone, though... When do you ever see someone actually look directly into a camera in anything?
Never.
You know, they're always looking to the
we
side.
We never do
bit,
that.
So,
it's always
me,
a side eye.
I think it's fine. Like, yeah. I'm looking directly on an angle.
I just wanted to include that because I definitely feel like it's it was going through my mind and I wanted to address it before editing comes and you guys are like, he never looked at the fucking camera.
No, I was already thinking about it. I didn't say it. It's funny that you said it. I was thinking about it, didn't say it.
I've been using my camera as kind of like breaking the fourth wall type thing. If someone says something corny, I kind of look at it funny, so you know, like
like The Office.
Yeah.
That's exactly what. So, Okay, underrated, overrated.
So who's gonna this start up weird. The overrated?
We could, yeah, we could get into underrated, overrated. But if for some reason when I like freeze up and someone wants me to think of something, like on the spot, like think of a word and like cocaine or drugs always is the first thing in my head. I don't do either.
Well, I could tell you a little quick little snippet about cocaine. I was at a party once and a guy came up to me and he said, cocaine, totally overrated, and then proceeded to snort pre-workout off of a bathroom counter.
So was there. Very weird experience. Was there too. Would not recommend any of that happening.
That's a good segue into overrated, underrated. So he thinks cocaine's overrated. What's our next topic?
I honestly, can I just expand on cocaine quickly? Because I met another guy.
Sure.
I met another guy. Pepsi met him two separate moments. And he told me cocaine was his drug of choice, DOC. And I just thought, I tell that story to everybody I meet in university. Like, you want to hear a crazy story? Met a guy who told me cocaine's his DOC.
Yeah, he also was at the park.
What's a DOC? And I go, drug of choice.
He was also at the park with his 5-year-old daughter. And his daughter wouldn't go down the slide. And he goes, oh my God, you're being such a fucking pussy. Would you go down the slide or I'm going to leave? I was like, that's a little harsh. Your kid's like fucking 5.
Yeah, Greg, where I met him behind St. Louis Wings.
Oh, that sounds standard. Yeah. For
then what did he say about the snowflakes, like Julian? What did he say about the snowflakes?
He said that, he's big on acid. He said acid's an experience that you need to at least try once. He goes, and it's like it's snowing. And he's just grabbing like this, like it's snowing all the time, and I'm just trying to grab the snow.
And he's putting them in his pockets.
The snow and like that, but weird experience for a acid dropping, cocaine dealing junkie.
I wonder how he's doing.
Honestly, me too. I think about him. It feels like such a vision, like a fever dream. Like that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right. Like where?
I wonder if social distancing is keeping him away from his dealer.
Probably.
He's probably keeping away from his daughter too.
Yeah,
that might be the divorce, the divorce papers or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, then he freestyled for us. That was pretty sweet.
Fucking freestyled for me bars. Too. He's good. He was pretty good. Yeah, hard bars.
So what's the next word for overrated, underrated? Who's picking?
Soda streams.
Underrated.
Super underrated. Super underrated.
Soda streams are the best.
A lot of people don't like. I got my soda stream as a hand-me-down. My Zia bought it. Hated it, gave it to my other Zia, hated it, gave it to me. I'm like, why did you, like, how did you hate it? It's just, you got carbonated water whenever you want. At a party?
This is, that's like, exactly it.
You just got fucking soda water you could mix with anything.
That's exactly why it's underrated, because, you know, I like sparkling water, but that would mean that, like, I have to always go out and buy bottles of sparkling water.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the same thing with, like, a Brita. Like, I know I'm drinking a water bottle right now, but I actually prefer using a Brita because it's, like, it's just easier. You save money. You don't have to go out and buy water bottles. And so with having a soda stream, I don't know. I no longer have to go out and buy, like, Perrier.
Perrier water is like mad expensive. Other, like, brand. Perrier water, like, overrated.
Overrated, by far. I don't even think
it's fucking expensive. Fuck you ever Perrier. Buy a big
They're
bottle
never sponsoring us.
It's like $7. It's fucking ridiculous.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
no,
oh God.
I what's it called? I get like the six packs, and usually I get them on sale. Like, it'll cost me like for a six pack of like 500 ml bottles. Mm. I don't know. I'll get them for around like $4 or $5.
SodaStream could definitely sponsor
shopping?
Us.
You robbing Perrier? People?
Definitely not.
Yeah, Perrier overrated.
No,
we're cutting our sponsors
Perrier,
early.
But no, shut up. I'll take a Perrier sponsorship. Don't cut that shit out.
You could be.
I guess you guys. They,
them and their like overpriced Perrier, bubbly
okay.
water.
I mean, I do have a soda stream, though. I use the soda stream.
That's funny.
Yeah, Julian, do you have any more?
Yeah, of course I have more. Skiing. How do we feel about skiing? As
I've
a winter's activity.
I think it's...
Is,
it's
a tough one.
No, overrated. Overrated. I think skiing's overrated. Because I've never been, and I've never been like...
I would say skiing is... Skiing is such a personal preference, that's hard. Like, for me, it's... I think it was perfectly rated. Like, it was everything... Okay, like, I enjoyed skiing, like, the first time I went, like, a few... Like, when we were, like, 14. And then after getting to go skiing again, and being able to pick it up pretty easy because I know how to skate quite well, I found it perfectly related to everything I expected. I had tons of fun, but I wouldn't say it was underrated.
I'm gonna,
I didn't think,
you know what
like,
I'm
oh
gonna
God,
say?
This is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, I'm gonna say underrated. And you think bullshit. Because you seen me ski? No, because you seen me ski, you'd think I'd say overrated.
Can
like
we add a clip
overrated?
Of Julian skiing?
But
into
I
this
seen
after.
The joy. I seen the joy.
That's what I was thinking.
That's sweet.
I seen the joy in skiing. Being on top of the mountain and knowing... See, I couldn't get down the mountain, so I was scared. But knowing other people could, I could... Honestly, looks like a great experience. Wish I could ski. The price is a little bit expensive for me to fall on my face and possibly break both legs. But should
we never told the story.
No, I know. It's just the...
Yeah, you should... Why don't you tell your skiing story?
It's not a good story. I just... All our friends went skiing last March, I think. When was it? March? But it doesn't matter. Went skiing and we got to Blue Mountain. It was a zoo because it was family day. We should have known better than to go to Blue Mountain on family day. And we waited in a line to get our ski gear for an hour and a half, probably.
No.
Why, you think it was shorter?
3.5 hours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
3.5 hours.
I was trying not to oversell,
but
yeah.
We got there at 4 o'clock, and we didn't get onto the ski hill until 7:30.
Yeah, completely agree. I just didn't want to oversell it, and then, you know, you make fun of me. Yeah, it was about 3 hours, and we're fucking waiting in line. This dude comes up to me and my friends, and he's like, "You a good skier? Never been skiing in my life." I look at him like, "Yeah, I'm Sean White. Sean White." And he's like, "Oh, yeah."
Is he the snowboarder?
Yeah, Sean White's a snowboarder. Yeah.
He's
like, "He's the only snowboarder. He's the only snowboarder skier."
I told him you're Tony
Hawk. He should have. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm basically Sean White." And he's like, "Oh, yeah? You're going to tear up the slopes?" I'm like, "Yeah, you want to see my highlight tape?" I'm like, "It's on YouTube." And I was trying to Google Sean White highlights, and I was going to show the guy, but I got no reception. Regardless, we eventually get the ski gear. I'm already complaining because the boots are fucking killing my feet. And we get on the hill, Bunny Hill, like the learners one. I do it horribly. I fall going down the hill, and then I had no idea how to pizza or stop, so I went down the hill like a fucking jet ski, a bullet. My friends decide that's good enough to go on the big hills. I'm already scared because I don't like ski lifts. I think ski lifts are greatly overrated. They definitely need to be fucking safer. There's no need to fucking pick me up like that. Like, let me load on like a roller coaster. And, yeah, I couldn't ski. So I'm going down the hill.
You don't need to load me on like that.
Yeah, I'm going down the hill. Yeah, what you... Huh? No. Oh, I just wanted to say that I'm going down the hill like the way I went down the bunny hill. Like, full speed. My jacket also doesn't zip up, so if you can visualize it, my jacket's like a cape more than anything. And I'm using
a jacket. I'm wearing a sweater right now.
Yeah,
sure. I'll just demonstrate.
It's like
going down the hill like
this. Yeah, yeah. And then
basically Superman without the
skis in my hands. I got those fuckers cocked back, like it's a grease.
He's got the poles. He's got the poles, and he's holding them upwards like this. And he's like.
And like I'm dive bombing down the hill, and I'm ripping past my friends who are good skiers. Like, I'm going significantly faster, and I hear them, "Jordan, slow down, slow down." And that's when I tried to pizza and buckled my knees. Just ripped it down the hill on my ass. And how long did it take you guys to get down the hill, would you say?
It would take everyone else probably like 15 minutes to go up, come around, get down the hill.
Yeah, it took me about an hour.
The first time it took us. Yeah, the first time it took us about an hour.
And at one point, after I had fallen about 37 times, and I got fucking... snowplowed? No, snowplowed. Like when snow showers you.
Yeah.
While I'm on my ass by some fucking snowboarder. I hate that
guy.
Why
didn't you go chase him down?
I couldn't. And I looked at my girlfriend, and because she was being real nice and helping me out and being real patient with me. And I was like, I looked at her and I go, "Don't think I'm mad at you, but I'm having the worst time of my life." And I just popped off my skis on the hill, and I put them over my shoulder and walked down the remainder of the hill. And I was really good at walking.
A good portion of the hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he walked a good portion of the hill, and he was, like, sliding down. He was basically doing the motions that you need to ski.
But with my feet.
But without the skis.
Yeah, it was impressive.
With his feet, and it was, like... making no sense to us. What Julian is, failing to include from the story. So he spent $150 to go do this.
It was $126. Yes, I remember exactly how much it was.
$126. We didn't let him go down the hill. We sent him to not a hard hill. It was a green hill, right? But everyone else was more experienced except for Julian. So, like, it still really wasn't fair to him. And then, yes, he fell flat on his ass, like 60 times going down this hill. And that's, like, that's not, fun. Like, an overstatement. I don't think he stood up when he had the skis on.
I couldn't, it's because I'd go back down the hill. Scared
but me. It's because, yeah, he refused a pizza. If you told him, hey, okay, like, lean on your left leg, he would just bend his left leg, buckle in, and fall. And, like, so he wouldn't pizza. And then every time he stood up with his skis pointing down the hill. So he'd stand up. His skis are pointing down the hill. What happens? He starts sliding down the hill and then just falls forward, and he would do it over and over again.
Have to you guys honest, ever played the Julian's Wii fault. Fit? You know the oh, continue Pepsi. Oh, no, it wasn't no, was my say, fault, dude. We went down a bunny hill and I did it fucking poorly.
Yeah, no, but I also don't think it's your fault because I've never in my life seen somebody less built and less equipped for winter sports than you ever. There's nobody on this fucking planet.
What's it supposed to? What's that supposed
what does his build
be?
Have to do with it?
I don't no, I'm just saying. I'm just
his
saying.
Build's got nothing to do with it.
Name one winter sport. I think if one you, winter sport that you're good at. I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's fucking... I was going to say, what are you, a demon?
Yeah, it's not so much about the build.
And you're
6 foot you
tall, fucking 200 pounds. You can't do anything either. Go there.
Oh my God.
Since you're 6 foot, 200 pounds, you can't do anything either. You're not equipped for it.
Oh my God.
That's true. You should have seen when Julian used to come skating with us. It was the best. He'd come in a lime green fucking lime green helmet
fucking
with a cage.
Absolute bucket. Yeah, it was great.
Like a hockey helmet?
Yeah,
lime
yeah.
Lime green hockey helmet?
Lime yeah, green hockey helmet.
Where the fuck would you find one of those
oh, he
from?
Painted it. No, he painted
where
it.
Painted it. Yeah, it was a decision. I chose to do it. I chose to do it. Yeah, really stupid.
This was what, last year?
Yeah. Yeah, no. What about knives? Like cutlery, but like I'm specifically knives. I think knives are perfect, perfectly rated. You need them.
I love.
You don't need a, you don't need underrated. A fork, because you got sporks.
Underrated. Yeah, because
having
a good knife changes cooking.
Oh, like if you're talking about if you're cutting stuff
yeah,
up, yeah, that's
just
fair.
Kind of
no, I'm just yeah, but see, I'm
saying,
just talking about knives
but
in
you're
general.
Saying knives in
yeah,
general,
yeah.
And like I'm saying underrated because. You know, at school, I would cook a lot, and I used to just use, like, the knives I had, and then one day I was like, you know what, I want some better knives, and I didn't buy expensive ones, I just went to the store, but I just got myself a knife set.
Yeah.
It was
game changer.
$15. I got myself two nice, like, big chef's knives, and three, like, smaller kind of knives for, like, filleting and stuff like that. Fucking game changer. Yeah. So that, the chef's knife was in my hand every day.
I was inspired to bring this up because I saw a wicked knife on TikTok. Honestly, a lot of my ideas come from TikTok.
I
dude
want
has
one so
it,
bad.
And he's just dropping things on it, and it's fucking nice.
Oh my
nice.
Dude, that
he
guy's
dropped like
best,
six
right?
bananas, cut
that
like eight of them. Not eight, I said six, but whatever. He cut like
are these
all
the
six.
Asian guys that. Are these the Asian guys that hit the pipes with the knife?
No,
first?
Those dudes are cool.
Oh,
too.
I see that one. Yeah,
it's like a cleaver. He's like,
yeah. Yeah.
But why are they always extremely aggressive with something you would never do?
Because you're trying to sell
like,
it. You're
a
trying
knife,
to sell
it. Gets your attention.
And it's like, but it's like a pipe, and he's like, he's just like takes a knife and just bang on the pipe,
but
right?
But dude,
he
got your attention.
He hits it as hard as he can, and
we're
then after he puts
it.
The knife down, he just throws like meat at it.
He got your attention. So you
true.
Remember. I fucking remember. That.
I would buy that knife. He's right. It didn't dull it down by hitting it.
Nope, but he was dicing things right after. See, that's where my knife idea came from.
Okay, I know you said knives, but another thing I saw on TikTok, I don't know if you guys have seen it, underrated or overrated, it's a flame sword. It's like a lighter.
Like a lightsaber?
It's like, yeah, it looks like a lightsaber. It's like this big, and then they push a button, and like a flame shoots out of it, and like the flame's like this long, and then he's like burns like styrofoam and stuff. It's like a mini lightsaber. I think that's underrated. I think everyone should have one.
I'm trying to figure out its practicality. Is it like a self-defense tool?
Yeah, or like if you want to light a cigarette and look like a
could you imagine
it's not a lightsaber
you, it's like a flame thrower I guess you could think
flame
of it. Like a fucking flame sword I guess. Yeah, no, flame sword's perfect. That's a perfect description of it. Yeah, that's underrated or overrated.
Totally,
how often do you get ran up on? Could you imagine somebody breaks into your house?
Man, that's underrated. Why? Here's the thing.
But
why
you could use a knife.
Thank
I guess, you. Yeah. It's way more intimidating.
No, why
somebody
not
runs
have
at...
a flame sword?
That's true.
Are you kidding me?
That's
imagine
true.
Imagine you pull up to a fight, guy pulls out a knife, and you just pull out a fucking flame sword. Literally a flame sword.
That's kind of what's running through my head right now, becoming a burn victim because of fucking a guy's flame sword.
If it goes off in your pocket, that would suck.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, see? My God. There we go. Immediately overrated because now I'm thinking of my flame sword exploding and taking my leg from me.
Julian's driving and suddenly he's on fire.
Yeah, see? Okay, now I'm thinking knife. Just keep, let me have a knife.
Do you still believe in spontaneous combustion?
Always have, always will. It could happen.
No.
I hope it happens on camera.
What do you mean? What's not
Julian thinks you can just spontaneously light on fire just out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a fact that I said, what's not to believe in?
Pepsi, well, you're quiet now.
Wow, give me the science behind it. What's happening?
There's no science behind it. But there's the same thing. Bro, if you hit a...
Yes, there is.
Is there science behind it? Okay, you tell me.
Yeah, so everyone's made out of four elements. Earth, water, fire.
And I'm the Avatar.
The Avatar. So
part of our body, part of our body is creation, is fire, so... Sometimes fire gets a little bit more aggressive than others.
I'm going to come back next week with a bald head and an arrow on my fucking skull.
No, but think about it. Dude, did you ever hear the stupid things? Like, if you hit a table or, like, a wall, you could pass your hand through it if the molecules or something perfectly align. Why is that happening? And I just, all of a sudden, I'm fucking in flames.
It's weird because you almost got me to believe in spontaneous combustion from that. But I'm still gonna say it's false.
Okay, well,
you almost tricked me. You almost tricked me, though. Proceed.
Everyone, this new segment here that we're gonna do is I have some really like weird descriptions for movies. I'm gonna pitch them to Julian and Pepsi. They're gonna try and guess what the movies are. So you try and do the same. When I
can we make it a competition? Like, here, see who wins.
Try and guess what movie it is.
100% is a competition. Yeah.
Okay. Get ready to get fucked. Yeah.
Sure thing. So did you guys, we're not going to do a buzzer or anything like that, are we? Like, we don't have one.
No, but whoever, like, put your hand up or something. No.
Yeah, I'll be like.
No, because, like, what about the people who are just the audio? They can't see your hand.
Oh. Okay, dang.
Just shout it out. Yeah, just shout it out. Just shout out your answers. Yeah. Okay, let's go. First one, okay? Two World War II veterans, two old World War II veterans from Brooklyn.
Captain America.
Beat up an orphan. An orphan with anxiety, heart problems, and anxiety issues.
Wait, repeat it.
It's not Captain America.
It's two old World War II veterans beat up from Brooklyn, beat up an orphan with heart problems and anxiety issues. Yeah, that's
for sure Captain America.
I think Julian's got it first, though.
Is this Captain America?
Yeah, it's Captain America.
I told you, bud.
Yeah, it's Captain... But which one? Which one?
Captain America 2.
Oh, my God.
No. One? The first one.
Oh, my Civil God. War. An orphan. Civil War.
Fuck, whatever.
Spider-Man. Think about it. Two. No, it's not Spider-Man. It's Tony Stark. He's got heart problems. And fucking anxiety issues.
What the fuck is with all the orphans in the Marvel Universe?
I don't know.
It's just main character syndrome. You have to be an orphan.
Sometimes I think that I'm like, man, I wish I was a main character, but I don't want my parents to die.
Think about it. You know what I should have taken out? I should have taken out the World War II veterans. I think that would have... I was going to originally go with two old guys from Brooklyn beat up an orphan with heart problems and anxiety issues.
That was good, Julian. I threw in World War II veterans because
I thought it'd be funny.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you got that right away.
I know. I'm like that, bro.
Let me get the explanation out, at least. Let me get the explanation out. You shouted it so quick, I don't think people will get to hear it. Yeah. And I want some other people to try and guess, too. You know, at least have a little bit of suspense.
Yeah,
so
maybe let's make Greg fully say it.
Here's the next one.
Okay, sorry. Let me get it fully out.
All right. Okay?
Yeah.
So here's this one. Yeah. This one. A persistent FBI agent takes down a multi-million dollar fraud scam and locks up a drug fanatic man behind it all. I'll repeat it if you need me to.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, one more time.
A persistent FBI agent takes down a multi-million dollar fraud scam and locks up the drug fanatic man behind it all.
Tooth Fairy?
Spider-Man Homecoming. No.
Fuck.
No, hold on.
Did you see the Tooth Fairy? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I thought there was like
some. It's not. No, I'll give you guys a hint. I chose movies that you guys would all know. You guys would all know these movies. But the only Marvel movie was the first one.
Okay.
An FBI agent.
Just tell me when you give up.
FBI agent.
What genre?
I'm really throwing you. I'm throwing you guys
off. I'm gonna no, I definitely got it, but I think I know why. It's Goodfellas.
That's close, but it's not. There's no FBI agent in
Goodfellas. That's what I was. That was just throwing me off. What is it? Wait, Pepsi, do you got it? You're Googling it. I could probably tell you're Googling it. I can see you and you're fucking Googling
it. If you Google it, you won't get it. No, if you Google it, you won't get it. I'm telling you.
No, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Okay. It's Wolf of Wall Street.
I was going to guess that. I was going to guess that.
Fuck. It is. It's from the perspective of the FBI agent, though.
You know what the issue is? I've never seen Wolf of Wall Street, or else I probably would have gotten it.
Yeah, me too.
What? You've never seen it? I thought you've seen the movie. I tried to... Julian doesn't watch very much movies, so I tried to choose the movies
that
I would have watched? Literally, I chose that. Like, I didn't want to choose that, because lately, it's like the common thing. Every 21-year-old white male that has a business degree or something like that, or did business, it, like, likes Wolf of Wall Street, and that just describes me too much. And I, but it was my favorite movie before that happened. Come on. It was one of my favorite movies before this became a huge thing. Okay, here's the next one. Right. This one I think you'll get off the start. But let me do it, okay? David Hasselhoff saves the day in this movie by rescuing the two main protagonists and assisting them in clearing the name of their boss who has been framed for theft.
SpongeBob.
That's me. That's the SpongeBob.
Come on, I get that one.
As soon as you said David Hasselhoff.
I think we'll give you both a point for that one. We'll give you both a point for that one because it was an easy one. I didn't want to put David Hasselhoff, but I thought it'd be funny.
You should have said lifeguard or something.
Yeah,
I guess. Did you know that movie came out in 2004?
Yeah, I remember watching it in the theaters like it was yesterday. Me, my mom, my dad, my Zia. Great movie.
That means we would have been 5 years old though, and I feel like I was older. I feel like I was like 7 seeing that movie.
I watched it like after.
No, I remember because I didn't live here when I watched it. Watched it back like.
It could be that. Yeah. Great movie though. Goofy Goober.
Awesome movie. Underrated. That's a classic. Underrated.
Underrated.
Underrated. Okay, I don't think you guys will ever get this one. Okay, go. I don't know. This is maybe you will.
I got this.
A 72-year-old man. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Let me. A 72-year-old man has a strange obsession with killing a famous teenage boy. I'll do it again. A 72-year-old man has an estranged obsession with killing a famous teenage boy.
Isn't estranged like when you disassociate? Don't you mean a strange obsession?
Yeah. I think I just made a typo.
Okay,
here.
I was just trying to, because I was trying to put the words together, right? Like, so, making sure.
Okay, so let me.
A strange obsession.
Because I had a typo here. Yeah, so a 72-year-old man has a strange obsession with trying to kill a famous teenage boy.
I have no idea. Pepsi, any ideas?
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm almost there.
Are you Googling it?
No. I know. Can't you? I can see him, and he's.
Going. We can't see his eyes. He can see us, but we can't. Yeah. We can't see your eyes, dude. That's why.
Okay, let me think. Hold on. 72-year-old man.
Is it up?
No.
Fuck! That was a good one, though. Dude, that was a good one.
He doesn't want to kill the.
You don't know his intentions.
He doesn't want to kill him.
No, they become close at the end.
Yeah, after he launches that out of his fucking balloon house three times.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Oh my god, I didn't know fucking Voldemort's age.
I didn't even see Harry Potter. I seen like 4 of them.
How are you good at this?
I have to throw you guys off somehow.
Dude, I love games like this. I love games like this.
I was gonna say the fucking Justin Bieber documentary, but I'm like, there's no old man in it. Like
Justin Bieber?
No, what the fuck? That's so weird.
I thought you were trying to get deep.
Okay, I have this last one.
You have one more?
This last one might be an easy one.
I'm so invested.
How about if I get this one, we tie?
This last one might be an easy one.
No, I got 3 points.
There's no chance of me winning or beating you. If I get it on my first guess.
No, you lost. Okay, this one's the last one. I think it's a really funny one, but I also think it's easy. I think you guys will get it right away. So, ready? This one family's drama puts the lives of billions in jeopardy, and the final conclusion ends in a devastating tragedy where the father, mother, son, daughter, son-in-law, and grandson all end up dead, officially ending the family's bloodline. It's a long one. I can repeat it.
The Incredibles.
They don't all die.
That would be a fucking hell of an ending.
I don't remember how the movie ended.
Okay, want me to do it again?
Oh, I know it. I know it. Star Wars. Let's go. Get fucked, Pepsi.
I have no chance in this.
The Skywalker family drama literally puts the lives of the whole galaxy in jeopardy, and billions. All the Skywalkers die. Every single one. Anakin. Yeah. What's it called? Padme? Like, yeah, sorry if this is a spoiler.
Kylo Ren,
should we have thrown
Luke.
A spoiler alert out there? No, the movie came out in 2019.
Fuck yeah, Pepsi, you suck.
You do.
I'm so bad at this. Holy shit.
I'll make them up next week unless you want me to just dominate this competition forever.
No, can I do it next week? I don't want to play anymore.
I don't think I'll be good at it. Yeah, sure. But... what do you think? Yeah, I tried my best. I tried my best with those to make them funny. But
they were good. No, they were good. Sweet. They were really good. They're sweet.
That's all the things. I mean, what does Julian win? Julian wins free Patty Wax from Pepsi.
Bragging rights, broski. Bragging rights. Honestly, that's all I want because I feel real good about myself after that.
I think I deserve that after saying you weren't built for winter sports.
Yeah, you do. I don't even know what that was supposed to mean. It just hurt.
Maybe I should give credit where credit's due, though. I got this idea in literally a TikTok comment section where the Captain America Civil War one, I saw a guy say, two old guys beat up an orphan. And then I went in to add in, like, the rest of it, though. And, like, make it my own, you know? A little bit of
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's okay. You claimed it. It's yours.
Plagiarism and building on
now.
It. Fuck, you got that one fast, though. It's because I said
overrated.
Two old World War II veterans from Brooklyn. Like, I described...
It was because of the World...
I described Captain America.
Yeah. I said it because I knew it was the answer, but hypothetically, if it wasn't, it was going to be funny. So, that's why I was laughing so hard, because I thought...
That's why I was laughing, too.
Captain
I thought it was
America.
A joke, and then he explained it, and then I thought he killed fucking Spider-Man.
No. because if you think about it...
Does he not fight Spider-Man in Civil War?
He does, but they all fight.
I don't remember if they were on the same team or not.
No, Captain America.
No,
Captain America fights against what they call Spider-Man. But the thing is when they do, it's like
he just has a fetish for beating up orphans.
I mean, doesn't every freaking villain? I mean, Captain America is not the villain in a movie, but doesn't every villain have a fetish for beating up orphans? Like, what main protagonist isn't an orphan? Name one. Name one main character.
Sam Witwicky.
Who?
Yeah, what?
From fucking Transformers. His parents are alive.
Were they?
John's... What was his... What did you say?
Sam Witwicky.
Shia LaBeouf's character.
I heard John with... I heard... Yeah, I heard John with Wiki, so I thought you were trying to say John Wick. I'm like,
No, I was gonna... I said John by accident.
Oh, I'll say Sam Witwicky. Yeah, you're right. Oh, he had nice parents, too.
Yeah, his parents are nice.
Yeah.
If you take it, though... So Spider-Man, dead parents. Iron Man, dead parents. Thor's parents die.
Batman.
You see them die. Naruto, dead parents.
Yeah.
Sasuke, dead parents. If you want to take another... you want to take Dragon Ball Z. Goku, the whole fucking planet gets blown up. So, dead parents.
Yeah.
like
I think that warrants
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. I mean, like, one dead mother and then kills his
Darth
father.
Darth Vader. Yeah.
Rey. They're not dead, but they're missing.
Dead parents.
I don't know. They might be dead.
Yeah.
No one really gave us the answer
who
for
else?
That one.
A lot of dead... Yeah. Batman. I said Batman. I don't know if
dead
you guys
parents.
Heard. Dead parents. Yeah.
Like,
Fuck me, man.
Fucking crazy.
They should really write a new storyline. Why the parents gotta be dead?
Full metal Alchemist. At its finest. One of the parents is dead.
No, they're both...
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Pretty
well,
much.
That, that's kind of unfair to say. I guess I don't want to spoil anything.
Here's my thing. It's like... If it's supposed to be relatable, I'm sorry to all orphans out there. It's not the most relatable thing sometimes.
I agree.
Have you ever tried alchemy?
Not, but it makes me feel pain.
No, I meant not the alchemy part. I meant the dead.
Well, the best was Julian goes to me one day because speaking of full
so
metal.
Oh, so funny.
He goes to me. He goes, dude, should I get the full metal? For anyone who doesn't know, just Google it. Like, the Full Metal Alchemist, symbol, the one that they draw on the floor. He's like, dude, it's sick. It's, with the star and the circle around it and all the symbols. I'm like, you mean a pentagram? I'm like, probably not the best tattoo to get.
I was like, oh, fucker. Definitely not getting that.
He's like, yeah, good point.
Thanks for not letting me go and get a pentagram tattooed on my fucking chest.
That'd be an awkward one to explain. All right. Well, honestly, guys, I think this has been a good episode so far, but it's running a bit long, so maybe we should end it here.
Okay. Yeah, everyone, thank you for always listening. I find it hilarious. We're always talking about sponsors, so sponsor us, please. You know, yeah. Just kidding. Anyways,
we have to end the podcast by begging.
Make sure to go follow Noncon Podcast on, is it Noncon Foundation or Noncon Podcast? Where is it?
No, it's Noncon Podcast.
Okay, follow Noncon Podcast on TikTok, because that's going to be our primary platform. We're going to push out content now, opposed from like the audio TikTok that you guys listen to on Spotify, Apple, and all other platforms. You can find us everywhere. So
get to see our pretty faces now.
Yeah, you're going to get to see our pretty faces a little bit. So I think that's about it, right? So what do you say? Wrap it up, wrap it up.
All right, sounds good, fellas. We will see you later.
Atta boy, let's go.